Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We still have Dave Havrilla in studio and his book, Tailgating on the Banks of the Red Cedar, proceeds going to Haven House. And one of the cooks, chefs, tailgate masters, page 75, you said?
Page 75.
Would be Jack Vogler, Retirement Protection Services. And Jack Vogler has been, how long have you been tailgating at Spartan Stadium, Jack?
Since 1981, 82, something like that.
Okay, almost 30 years. And you have the theme approach for each game, right?
Yes, we do.
All right, can you briefly explain what some of those are and how you're doing this double dip tomorrow before and after? Something tells me that Jack's Philly steak and cheese sandwich is involved there somehow.
Well, you know, first of all, I was telling Scott, I'm outside L&L waiting to go in to buy all my stuff, and I haven't seen 5 o'clock since deer hunting season since last November, so it's going to be crazy. But anyways, you know, first of all, you know, I got to give Dave credit. This book has been phenomenal. People, we gave it out for Christmas last year. We gave out 20 copies, bought them all, gave it to the Haven House, and my family members loved it. And Dave, by the way, the Asiago cheese dip, oh my God, if nobody's had it, you got all that.
I'm having it right now,
phenomenal.
Jack. I wish you were here.
Well, I wish too. Hey, Dave, by the way, Jack, when you said you walked in, there was only 4 people in your office.
Yeah.
I only had 4 people in my office this morning, too.
Is that right?
That was called the golf course, the foursome.
Oh, listen to this. You know what? This guy plays golf all year long. He plays this indoor golf, and then when he's not on one of these junkets going around the country playing the best golf courses in the world, makes me extremely jealous. So I'm just going to have some more Asiago dip, Jack.
Well, I'm jealous. I wish I was there because it was hard to hit the green today from 150 yards out because the ball just moved too far left to right. But, no, anyways, Dave, congratulations on Volume 2. It's going to be phenomenal. Yes, we are. I will be out there tomorrow at my location, like Dave says, you know, over at Jenison Fieldhouse. We're going to do breakfast burritos. That's what we usually traditionally start off the season, breakfast burritos. We're cooking 48 eggs tomorrow morning at 6:30 in the morning. We're going to cook them all up. We got 160 taco shells. We got 60 people showing up for the tailgate already. I've kind of modernized it. Now we're doing everything by email instead of me calling all these people to find out who's going to bring what.
So what's with the post-game tailgate now? You've got...
Well, yeah, we're doing a pregame, and now we're going to do a post tailgate. We've expanded, and we figured since a 12 o'clock game is too early, well, everyone's going to be hungry after the game, so
exactly.
We're going to do a post tailgate, and we're going to do Philly steak and cheese at 3:30. Everyone's going to hang around until around 5-6 o'clock, and so we said, why not? Let's do a double dip, and that's
right.
What we're going to do. My friend Julie from Traverse City, who comes to every game, has come up with the idea. And so what we're going to do is every noon game, we're going to do a pre and a post just to, you know, there's only 6 or 7 home games. We all love to see each other. So what we're going to do is make it a big, huge tailgate and let it last all day versus a half a day.
Now, Jack, you know, I love to criticize other people's parties. So I'm going to offer you just a little bit of advice, and I thought your tailgates last year were superb. You had a tremendous group of people over there, including, Scott, you don't even know this, the guy who's going to be a guest on our show tomorrow, Larry Caper Sr., father of the Michigan State running back who was a star at Western Michigan, one of the best running backs in Mid-America Conference history, is going to join us. And the one thing I was going to tell you about the 3:30 aspect of this, when you come out of the game and you're going to have the post-game tailgate, you need to get that hookup with the television so people can watch the 3:30 game, and then you'll never get home.
Well, we've already discussed that for the Wisconsin game.
Okay.
And here's another thought. How about a pre-tailgate for the Notre Dame game, eat at 4 o'clock for the tailgate for Notre Dame game, and then have your fourth meal at midnight after the Notre Dame game.
Well, are you trying to get a whole section of his next book? One page wasn't good enough for you?
We're trying to, with the Notre Dame game, we're thinking breakfast, lunch, dinner, fourth meal like Taco Bell. How about that one?
I've never heard of that before, Dave. Have you heard of that one?
I've seen it done, but not very often. Nobody has the staying power that Jack does.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Dave, you are more than you are more than welcome. Jack, you too. And if there's all the cars in Jenison Fieldhouse are gone, but there's only one car with the lights and the tailgates and the hanging lamps and the burners, it will be us, because this is the year we're going to do it. My son just moved to Texas. He's coming back for all the games. And this is the year of the tailgates at Michigan State.
Well, Michigan State expects to have a great football season. Very optimistic with the schedule.
Very
they
so.
Play. Nine games in the state of Michigan, and a returning quarterback in Kirk Cousins. Great linebackers, great receivers, and some of the best tailgaters in the country in East Lansing, Michigan. Dave is saying the best. It's not even close. I'm sure Jackie would second that thought.
Hey, Jack and Dave, I wish every Michigan State game was home. I would love to have 11 tailgates. I think it would be awesome. I think tailgating makes Michigan State football. It's a lot of fun to be at. To me, the game is second, tailgating is first. And Dave, the work that you guys have done, and like I mentioned, the second book coming out, it is phenomenal. And I think this is going to be a great...
Thanks, Jack.
Volume 3 coming. Okay,
Jack,
guys,
we really appreciate it, and we'll talk with you very, very soon. Dave Havrilla, our guest. We appreciate you being here, Dave.
Thanks, Jack.
And my waistline doesn't, but everything else does. We'll be right back. Tom Crawford coming up next.